And we're back here on KSVT and Rock 103 as we wrap up your Mountain West Bank Halftime Show with the Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game. Sayers Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, open 7 days a week in the Bonner Mall. And Jay, last week we had a guy who was been getting a little bit better every week and really stepped forward from the receiver position, had a touchdown, some big plays last week.
Yeah, you know, he's one of the bright spots I think you can take away from the game was Max Beobar. And you know when they double-teamed and took basically Christian Nemo out of the game, not a whole lot of opportunities. You know, Max Eubar stepped up there in the second half, and they had to call his number a lot. And I think he's well deserved of that, and come down with that big touchdown. And he was one of the bright spots for that offense.
Well, we've got another half of action coming up here in just moments, and the Bulldogs, although up by 23, not over by any stretch. In fact, you know, as we touched on in the first half, with the way things are, you know, if this score does hold, at least the Bulldogs leading. Then the Bulldogs got to sit around next week when they're in Evergreen and watch, you know, the Friday Night Flash and see what Lakeland and Moscow are doing in Lakeland next Friday night. And, you know, there's a scenario that could come into play where if Lakeland beats Moscow at home next week, each team would have one win and one loss in league play. Then Monday, probably, you're going to get together and play a Kansas tiebreaker somewhere in the, Coeur d'Alene area would be my guess, which would be heard right here on KSVT Rock 103, frankly. But that Kansas tiebreaker then, you want to be the first guys. You want to be the number one seed in that, so point differential can come into it. So you know, you're not going to see the Bulldogs lay off the gas here very quickly into this second half of action. And the kick that comes up is picked up by Griggs at about the 15. He's going to get out to the 25 maybe because he dropped it momentarily. And we do have to note that the rain is now falling fairly extensively.
Yeah,
to start the second half.
Absolutely. Kind of plays in the Bulldogs' hands. You know, Lakeland Hawks, 16 carries for 12, 10 yards on the ground. And, you know, the Bulldogs' defense has done a great job of maintaining their running game. And the only success they have had is throwing the football. You know, when you're seeing a rain like this, Chris, it makes that ball just a little harder to catch and a little more slick. So, it'll be interesting to see how the Hawks here attack the Bulldogs' defense in the second half.
Well, we're going to come out once again with Fure and White right beside him who starts this third quarter, and they hand it to Griggs on the end around. And again, they're just trying to get Griggs going, but it's not happening. He gets no gain on the fly sweep across the far side. He gets up and shakes his head and sort of underhands the ball to the ref, clearly frustrated at what the Bulldogs are doing to game plan him out of the game.
Oh, yeah, you know, that fly sweep, Chris, and that's kind of a staple of what the Hawks like to do. And so far, the Bulldogs have been able to snuff that play out here a few times as they tried to run it.
Well, they try to throw this time the screen pass to the other side to the guy who has really produced for them, Amon Manure, and it's incomplete, and it's now 3rd and 10.
Yeah, again, you know, that time the quarterback didn't really seem like he got a hold of the ball, and they kind of shot-footed it out there, and the ball comes up short. But, the Lakeland Hawks definitely have been struggling all night here against this stingy Bulldog D.
So 3rd and 10. Fure back, looking, throws it, caught, and it's going to be good for a first down as with the football still almost ran back behind Matt Foley with the catch. He gets 11, maybe 12, and interesting pattern there. It's almost a screen being thrown by Griggs that time, 10 yards downfield.
Yeah, the Bulldogs just really not getting any pressure on Fure, and he's able to step back there and wait for his receiver to work downfield and get open in that big first down here for the Hawks.
So they hand it once again to Griggs. Griggs gets the hole this time. He's at the 50, he's at the 40. He breaks a tackle. He's at the Bulldogs 40. He's at the 37 and knocked down at the 33. And that's the biggest play of the night for Lakeland as Griggs takes it down to the Bulldogs 33-yard line, finally tackled by Elijah Larson.
Yeah, that time a nice little run off to the right side. He's able to get a big hole and big guy off.
Ball thrown incomplete, underthrown by the quarterback, Fure, that time. If he had thrown it where anyone could catch it, the Bulldogs, Lance Harrison, might have been the one to do so because he was making a beat on that football. So incomplete 2nd and 10.
Yeah, and absolutely. That ball trying to hit the quick slant there to the intended receiver, Botcher. And, not a really well-thrown football, Chris.
2nd down and 10. Back to pass Fure. He tries to duck under the rush again, but can't. He's sacked. Isaac Webb has been a nightmare for Fure tonight.
Yeah, we've called his name quite a bit, Chris, tonight, and he's doing an excellent job at that outside, the weak side linebacker spot. again, just able to, you know, look like a furious, maybe break out of that that thing. But he holds on and throws it down for a big loss on the play.
Well, the coaches probably told their rushers, hey, Fury's going to duck, so don't go high, go low.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Fury, not the tallest kid in the world to begin with. So third down, 15, back past Fury. He throws it out. It is a wobbler that's caught for a first down. Boy, that's a tough one because that was a really poorly thrown ball. But Botch was able to catch it and get the first down inside the Bulldog 25.
Yeah, you know, just you know, Lance Harrison's been playing really strong here since that first week against Foles Falls Trojan, where they picked on him a little bit. But he's had a pretty good run here lately. But that time, just, you know, really not seeing the ball, just kind of just watching his man, and that ball just flutters up there. He's got to get his head around a little bit.
And off this time is going to go for maybe a yard or two to the big tight end, Amon Munyer. So second down and 8 coming for Lakeland with 9:45. And, of course, Lakeland down 23. So there's no it's all four down territory once you get to the close to midfield for Lakeland here. Back to pass, Gray, again being rushed, rolls out, being chased, throws it. It is incomplete. Garrett Cox on the coverage.
No.
And they're going to throw a flag there at the end. Wow, that's a terrible call because Cox was in the way, didn't really see the ball, but was not impeding the receiver in any way, shape, or form.
That is no longer a pass interference. You do not have to turn your head. That's a bad call right there by the back judge.
So that's going to be a mark down and an automatic first down that gives the Lakeland the football at about the 11-yard line. So instead of a third and long, Lakeland gets a gift first down by penalty.
That's a poor call. That's just
Cox was had no. It was not touching the receiver in any way, shape, or form. He was just running along in front of him and just put his body between the quarterback and the receiver, and the ball hit him in the back.
Yeah, poor call.
So first down. If the Bulldogs can tighten up, they hand it off up the middle. Munyer, I believe, maybe it's 25. Didn't really see the number, so yeah, it's 25. So it is. That's going to be White. White doesn't get much because, for the most part, except for a couple of plays, the running game really hasn't produced for Lakeland. They'll be second and 10 from the about 8. They give him 3, maybe.
Yeah, it's Bulldogs doing a good job up front again. Just, you know, John White has really had very little holes to run through, Chris, and that front 3 doing a good job.
Take handoff to White. They throw the fade into the end zone. It is going to be caught, but is he inbound? They say he is. Botcher catches the touchdown. Pretty good coverage on that side, but a great throw and catch. And it's now 30-13. Lakeland doing what they needed to do in this first possession, which is get some points on the board.
Yeah. Again, a pretty well thrown ball to that corner of the end zone, Chris. But, you know, again, Lance Harrison just unable to really react to the ball. It doesn't get his hand up inside the grasp of the arms you know, he gets beaten, he gets up the touchdown there.
So extra point coming up. Snap down, kick up, it is up and it is good, and it's 30-14. Bulldogs will get the football for the first time here in the second half after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
We at Shiloh Inns are proud to be celebrating more than 44 years of providing you, our loyal customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Our customers love our many free amenities, like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast.
And we're back on KSBT and Rock 103. Apparently they had to attend to a customer at Shiloh Inns. We thank Shiloh for coming along and being one of our sponsors this year. In fact, I believe I'm staying at the Shiloh Inn over in the west side of Washington next week. So we'll check out the amenities there.
Boy, Lakeland Austin was exactly what they needed, Chris. You know, pretty quick drive. Only takes about 3.5 minutes off the clock. And able to put some points on the board. And, you know, the Bulldogs, you know, defense just didn't the most big plays. And giving up that early touchdown here in the second half is a good sign for the Hawks. That's not the Bulldogs.
So they go onside kick, and it is grabbed. wondered if Lakeland might try that. They did, but Peyton Ennis was all over it. So the Bulldogs are going to get the football at the 46-yard line. And hopefully for the Bulldogs, the offense is clicking just like they were in that first half where they put up 30.
Yeah, you know, hopefully the Bulldogs can continue to run the football, Chris. Keep it on the ground, keep the chains moving. You know, so far, Brad, Kaplan and Cox did a great job of toting the ball with Kaplan 100 yards here in the first half.
So Kaplan starts in this third quarter right behind Jackson Pettit on first down. Snapped to Kaplan, handed off, and Kaplan gets turned around, and he's not going to get anywhere as they shut down that run on first down.
Yeah, boy, nothing happened to the right side as, Lakeland Hawks load the block defensively and do a good job of just of holding the line of scrimmage and tackling Kaplan there.
So second 10, Bulldogs, Kaplan. This time they've got Lehman in to lead the play. Kaplan, again, sort of dancing around in the hole as there's nowhere for him to go. So gain of two, it's going to be third and 8 for the Bulldogs. And the last thing the Bulldogs want after a long Lakeland drive to start this half is a three and out to put the ball right back in Lakeland's hands.
Yeah, not what you want to have happen here, Bulldogs. It's great field position here to start that first series, but really conservative on that first two play calls.
So Cox is back in at running back for the Bulldogs on this play. Third down, 8. Bulldogs see if they can come up with the first down. Back to pass. And the slip, and the Bulldogs are going to have to punt it as there's a loss on the play. Bulldogs again going deep and needed 8, but were trying to hit a home run. Couldn't do it, and Jackson Pettit tried to run out of the pocket, slipped, lost a couple yards, and just like that, fourth down, the Bulldogs will have to punt it away.
Boy, yeah, it just took a lot of time there to even get to their routes. Chris is trying to do a little cross batting and looking for Cox right down the middle, and nothing there for the Bulldogs.
Peterson's high twisting kick is a fair catch called at the 29-yard line. So Lakeland, 4 minutes into this second half, has a touchdown and a stop, and they get the football right back, and it's time for the Bulldog defense to rise up.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. This is the Bulldogs are going to have to get the Hawks off the field here in this series. You don't want to have Lakeland come down and start getting this momentum going here in the second half. You know, the Bulldog defense is going to have to go to some big plays. It looks like Lakeland Hawks have been attacking Lance Harrison out that left side. He's been single coverage out there on Botcher all night, and they've had some success that way.
Well, they've been trying to get it to Griggs, too, and that really hasn't happened. This time they get it on the pitch and a big play right up the middle that's going to the house. Nightmare scenario for the Bulldogs as they pitch it to Moyer, and he runs it all the way 70 yards for a touchdown, and just like that, the Bulldogs come out a little flat here to start this third quarter, and it's 30-20.
Yeah, ball game, Chris. And again, nothing bad. It looks like the quarterback's going to keep it off the left side, but they pulled Munier, the tight end, across the line of scrimmage. He just kind of tosses it. It's a forward pass, Chris, and he's able to just turn the corner and my kid can really run too, and he's able to take it 71 yards to the house.
Interestingly, they don't go for two to pull within one position. They're going for the extra point. The kick is up, and it's not even close. So Bulldogs keep their 10-point lead. That's the good news. 6:54 left. Still a 10-point lead for the Bulldogs, but time for the offense to kick it back into gear. We'll be back with the exciting third quarter of action after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7BTV.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
Football season is in full swing, and the Dairy Depot has everything you need for the big game. Whether it's beer, snacks, or growlers to take home, or maybe you just want to grab a burger after a Bulldog game, the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint is your game day headquarters.
We're back on KSBT and Rock 103 as we bring you Bulldog football. 30-20 now in favor of the Bulldogs as Lakeland comes up and puts up 13 points in the first 5 minutes of this second half. Not exactly what the Bulldogs were hoping for when they went into the locker room.
Yeah, no, not the way you come out here in the second half, Chris. And you know, right now the Hawks getting a little momentum going their way. You know, so the Bulldogs here can get a big return and get some points here on the board.
Another kick that's going to come deep. It's going to be taken by Christian Niemela at the 5. Niemela looking for a seam. He's got it to the inside. He's at the 40. He cuts it against the grain. He's still on his feet, and he's tackled at the 44. So good field position again for the Bulldogs. Niemela, just about a 39-yard return. So the Bulldogs will start. 6:46 left here, third quarter. Bulldogs up 10, 30-20. The scoring update brought to you by the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway at Sandpoint. They've got everything you need for the big game. Beer, pop, burgers, snacks, growlers to go. So much more. Stock up for football at the Dairy Depot.
Yeah, let's see the Bulldogs offense come up here with Chris. That's pretty conservative there on the first drive. Second half, see if they can't move the chain.
Hand off to Cox. Cox nowhere. Boy, the runs up the middle. Whatever Lakeland did at halftime, that's a big hole that they were getting from the Bulldog offensive line. Hasn't happened in three straight runs for about a yard here at the start of this second half.
Yeah, you know, the Bulldogs had some success. They're just the quick tosses out to Christian Niemela in space and able to pick up some yardage, but nothing happening right now for the Bulldogs.
And there is a quick pitch to Christian Niemela. He's got a first down and more. He's out at the 40-yard line. That's a nice gain of about 15, and a Bulldog first down.
Yeah, just what I was thinking, Chris. You know, you got to get the ball into space to your receivers, let them make some plays. You know, kind of start pulling those defenders out of the middle so it allows that running game to start working again.
First and 10, again, handoff. Cox up the middle. Not much, maybe 2 or 3. So they're going to give him the down to the 37. So second and 7 coming up for Sandpoint. We really need to answer this early salvo with a touchdown here.
Yeah, again, just you know, nothing tricky there, Chris. Just straight up the middle, and that time Cox was able to find a little bit of hole, but again, not a whole lot of movement by that offensive line here. And as Cox is just getting 3 yards there on that carry.
So second and 7, takes the handoff, throws it to Niemela. Niemela picking his way forward, going to get inside the 20, the 35. Finally knocked out of bounds at about the 33. So he's going to get about 4. We got a 3rd down and 3 coming for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, another just that, you know, pitch and catch there by Jackson Pettit. Is, you know, Elijah Larson does a great job of sticking with his block. You know, but then that short side of the field, Chris, you know, it's tough. It allows those linebackers, they don't have too far to travel to get in on that tackle.
3rd down, Pettit keeps it. Pettit trying to get the 1st down yard. He's going to come up just short. It's going to be 4th and 1 for the Bulldogs at the 31-yard line. And they're sending the jumbo package out there for this 4th and short.
Yeah, got to get a good push here by that offensive line, Chris.
Hand off to Jensen. Jensen has got the 1st down. He's down to the 25-yard line. Tackled by a shoestring, but nice shot there, Bulldogs, on 4th and short. Keep this drive alive.
Yeah, you know, that used to be Tag's job, you know, before he went down. But I tell you what, Jensen does pretty he's got pretty good feet, Chris. That time I was able to just kind of pick his way and then pick up about 4 yards on the carry.
Back to pass, Pettit on first. Throws it incomplete. Might have been tipped at the line of scrimmage trying to get it to Elijah Larson. 2nd and 10 coming up. 4:33 left here. 3rd quarter. Bulldogs had a big lead at halftime. And after 2 quick scores, it's just 10 now here in the middle of this 3rd quarter.
Yeah, this is a pretty important drive here for the Bulldogs offense, Chris. And, you know, so far off to a good start. You know, they're able to move the chains a little bit, let that clock run. But the Bulldogs need to put some points here on the board.
Pettit hands it off. The Cox. Cox spins and gets hammered at the 25-yard line.
That should be a penalty.
So we've got about a 3-yard, make it a 2-yard gain. So 3rd and 8 coming for the Bulldogs. No taunting penalty forthcoming.
Yeah, you can't stand over that, you know, straddle him and stand and look at him. You know, that kind of stuff is, you know, you just like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't like it.
So here we go, 3rd down for the Bulldogs. Pettit keeps it, runs up the middle. He's going to get close to a 1st down. Christian Niemela thinks he's got it. It's going to be depend on the spot. They give him the 16-yard line. That should be good for a first down. Nope, they're going to mark him just short, looks like. Are they going to measure? No, they're giving him the first down, so you can take the jumbo package out, Coach.
Yeah, big play right there. Nice play action fake by Jackson Pettit, who, you know, Marcus Anderson does a good job of folding and kicking out that inside linebacker, allowed Jackson up the middle and picks up the necessary yards for a big first down.
So, first down, Bulldogs. Inside the 20-yard line, handoff, Cox. Cox met in the backfield and stuffed at the 18. That's going to be a loss of one. It's going to be second down and about 11 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, you just don't know what's going on there, Chris. Again, that number 18 coming unblocked off to the outside from Marcus Anderson, and I don't know if they're not able to hit the hole fast enough, or but that Bulldogs running game kind of stuttered him a little bit.
So second down and 11. Cox now shifts behind Jackson Pettit. Pettit hands it off to Cox again, and Cox breaks the tackle inside the 15. He's going to get down to about the 14. That's going to give the Bulldogs a third down and about 8, and it just gained a 3. We've got an injured Lakeland Hawk inside the 10, and Bulldogs again with a couple of downs here to keep this drive alive.
Yeah. Well, you got number 7 there, Cole Streitzel, down the field. Yeah. Is it 67?
That's Rick Lewis, junior offensive and defensive lineman, and he is on his back, and they're tending to his knee. Never a good sign. So here, third down for the Bulldogs. They got about 8 to go, so you've got a couple options here, Jay, with 3:08 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs are definitely in four down territory. I don't think they're going to be going for any field goals out here.
Yeah, not with the, you know,
not under these conditions.
Under these conditions, that's a pretty tough task. They ask us. Been a kicker, you know, in this situation with footing and just the snap itself. So yeah, those for the Bulldogs, you know, they got 2 good downs. Maybe try to get a little 5 yard out, a quick hit, you know, so they can make that fourth and short, bring in that big unit.
Yeah, that's right.
Let them go.
The old Bulldog fridge, number 72, Keith Jensen, try to get that first down. Lewis still down on the ground with 3:08 left here in this third quarter. Bulldogs still up, but now just 30-20. And this scoring update is brought to you by Sun Rental, proudly supporting the Bulldogs since 1979. They run everything under the sun tomorrow. Vandals in action. Vandals will be taking on Idaho State as Lewis is now up off the ground and about to attempt to stand. Lakeland is headed over towards their bench, as Lewis is going to be helped off under some assistance. Bulldogs meeting at their sideline, and we've got a key couple of plays in this football game coming up for the Sandpoint Bulldog offense. Trying to get a first down, keep the clock rolling, trying to get some more points up on the board. Clinging to now a 10-point lead, which was once 23.
Yeah, one of the more important parts is the Bulldogs able to run off about 5. Well, they've got 4 minutes here.
Yeah, 4 minutes. Yeah,
On this drive alone. So, and that's as important as anything, Chris, is possessing the ball and keep the chains moving and running that clock down.
So, Sandpoint coming out here as we get set for this third down. Bulldogs are at the 14. They need to get to about the 6. So, 3rd and 8 coming up. Cox right behind Jackson Pettit, 4 wides for the Bulldogs, and Pettit back to pass. Going into the end zone, it is incomplete, and now we're going to have a 4th down for the Bulldogs with 2:56 left, and not a lot of room to run by a guy there, and you're really putting it all here on this 4th down play when you throw it into that end zone there.
Yeah, you know, stops the clock, Chris. That's a tough spot to put into. Christian's got he's got about 10 yards to kind of create some space to be able to drop that in there. That's a tough play call there.
So here we go. Bulldogs going for it on 4th down, as you'd expect. Pettit looking, throwing. It is incomplete. Trying to get it to Larson, I believe. So Lakeland stops the Bulldogs, and Sandpoint with a 3rd and 8 goes deep, and then a miscommunication on 4th down, and just like that, the Lakeland momentum continues as they keep the Bulldogs off the scoreboard with 2:50 left. And the good news for the Bulldogs is Lakeland's going to start this drive inside the 20-yard line at the 14, but you sure would have liked to come away with some points there.
I could come away with some points, Chris. I thought maybe the Bulldogs would maybe try to win that field goal after, you know, not making that completion here on third down and give it a whirl. But, you know, here is now a real crucial time here for this Bulldog defense. They got to toughen up and make some tackles here.
So they hand it to Griggs on the sweep. Griggs is going to dive forward. He gets about four on first down, approximately. I'm guesstimating because the pole's in my way. So second down coming up as they sit at the, well, it looks like the 17, so I guess that's three from the 14. Second down and seven coming up. 2:25 left, third quarter. They fake the handoff. Pass is thrown, incomplete. And the closest person to it was Christian Niemela, and it bounced to him. So third down and seven coming up. As Fure, that time, I'm not sure who he was trying to throw that to. He missed everybody.
Yeah, he missed everybody. It looked like he was going to get some pressure there, too, Chris. And, you know, just kind of throws it to the middle of the field and no man's land. But here, big play here for the Bulldogs. Third down on about 8 yards. Big play. Crucial play of the game here.
That's right. Bulldogs trying to make a stop here on third down, make Lakeland punt it back to him. They throw it out. It is caught. And, again, they're going over there on Lance Harrison's side to Botcher. He gives up the about 12-yard gain on third down and eight.
Yeah, you know, again, Harrison just one-on-one covered there. It's pretty easy, 10-yard out, and able to pick up 10 yards on that play.
They throw it down the seam. It's dropped. Cox there with the attempted tackle on Monier, but he dropped it. So it's second down and 10. 2:10 left here, third quarter, and it is definitely nervous time. With Lakeland taking all the momentum here in this third quarter of action. Munier comes up limping, so he's going to have to go off the field. So that's the one weapon that Lakeland's going to be doing without here for a second. They'll sub in number seven, Cole Sprezel, in his place. And it's second down and 10, man in motion. And the ball rolls back to the quarterback, and he is dropped. Flags fly as well, as I think we might have a penalty, a motion penalty, but that was a terrible snap and a big loss back to inside the 30. Bulldogs will decline it, make it third and long. So motion penalty declined. They'll take the result of the play, which is the 5 yards plus anyway, all the way back. They'll mark it at the 27. So third down now at 15 and another key stopping point for the Sandpoint Bulldog defense.
Yeah, you know, you look at Lance Harrison there. He's been the target so far of this passing game for the Hawks. And you know, they're going to put him again one on one on an island out there. And he's going to come up and make a play here.
So third and down. See if the Bulldogs try and get some pressure on the quarterback number 15, Fure. Fure back to pass. Fure looking, going. It is caught, incomplete. They say he dropped it as the Bulldogs had some double coverage. Nice job that time by Harrison and Christian Niemela coming over at safety. So fourth and long, fourth and 15. And so the Bulldog defense does its job and causes the punt for Lakeland.
Yeah, boy, big play there for Lance Harrison. You know, he needed one of those to go his way as he's been the victim here so far. On some big plays here in the second half.
So here we go. Garrett Cox get back deep to receive the punt from Botcher. Bulldogs up 10. Kick is off the side of the foot.
Okay.
It's going to land at the 50-yard line, roll to the 46, 47. So the Bulldogs get excellent field possession one more time. 1:28 left here, third quarter. Bulldogs clinging to a 30-20 lead. This scoring update brought to you by Ivana's Restaurante. Bulldog owned and operated for over 30 years and a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports.
Yeah, Bulldogs get exactly what they wanted there, Chris. A nice stop on the play. You know, forcing that third down long and getting the defense off the field. And hopefully the Bulldogs here, the offense, can string some plays together here and put some points on the board. I mean, I think they score here, Chris. I think they can put the game away.
I agree with that. So here we go. Hand off Cox, and nothing doing. Cox met in the backfield, and the Bulldogs, you know, they're just selling out to stop the run on first down right now. Might be about time for a play-action pass of some sort, because on first down, there's three Hawks in the backfield. The Bulldogs lose a yard.
Oh yeah, and they're just loading the box, Chris. I mean, you're looking at it now where they're going man coverage on the outside. They got eight guys in the box, and it's just too many guys for the Bulldogs to block. And right now they see run, they get after it.
So second down, they hand it off again to Cox, who gets to the outside. He's got the 50, he's got the 40, he's got a Bulldog first down, and then he's knocked out of bounds at the 37-38 yard line. And we've got an injured Bulldog.
Brandon Casey, he's cramping up a little bit, but doing a great job of blocking downfield, Chris. That's what you do. I'm so surprised kind of earlier here that the Bulldogs weren't trying to get get their running backs out to the outside instead of just trying to keep it up the middle. But that time, nice little toss sweep left and right behind their big off the tackle.
So 52 seconds left, third quarter. Bulldogs with a fresh set of downs, and here they go with the football. Back to pass. It is caught, but the flag flies. We'll see what the flag is about as we've got about a 4 or 5 yard gain for the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Motion, or they could have had somebody lined in the neutral zone on defense as well. They're talking about it. It looks like they're pointing towards Lakeland. We'll have to wait and see what it actually comes down to. They're going to say ineligible man downfield. How in the world can that happen? It was a one-step drop and a quick pass to the outside. So they're going to get the Bulldogs for an ineligible man downfield.
It's like, you don't even know the rule. The guy doesn't just make it up. He's calling it on Elijah, who's a receiver.
Crazy. Wow. So Bulldogs will be marked back on first down.
Coach Steelbart's beside himself. He's like,
So first and 15. Bulldogs now facing a first down after the 15. Hand off Cox to the outside. Looking for a block. He cuts back against the grain at the 40. He's at the 30. He's driving Hawks to the 25-yard line. That's a first down. And for the Bulldogs, a gain of about 18 on first and 15. And what a run that time by Cox. And the Bulldogs move the chains one more time.
Yeah, boy, what a great job again. Getting to the outside, Chris. It's really hard to keep the footage and track down. Cox is able to – he knows where he's going. He's able to turn the corner and make a nice cutback and pick up a big play for the Bulldogs.
So first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Now back to the 25-yard line. Cox now shifts right next to Pettit. They hand it to Cox. He's trying to get to the far side of the field wide. He's still on his feet. He spins away from a guy, but he's going to gain 5 and stay on his feet inside the 20-yard line. They'll mark him, and that'll be the final play of the third quarter. Bulldogs leading it 30-20. We've got the always exciting fourth quarter of action after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
Trust Vets provides a web.